You're listening to Foul Monkeys.
This is Gina.
This is Ricky.
This is Gina.
This is Ricky.
This is Gina.
This is Ricky.
I'm sweating for Jesus. How about you?
How about you? How about you?
Episode 11.
Yeah?
What are you high on?
Life.
It doesn't sound like it. Okay, well, this is Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
This is Misty.
This is Ryan.
And this is Fern.
And?
Is that everybody? I can't hear everybody.
Oh, you can't hear everyone?
No.
Can you hear me now?
I think y'all need to get a little bit closer to the mic.
Oh, my God. We're all like, can you hear me?
Of course.
Oh, you bitch. Okay, now try to talk louder, Misty.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
How about me?
Okay.
And Fur.
Okay, maybe a little bit louder, but yeah, I can hear everybody.
Okay, so let's try this introduction one more time.
Okay.
You're listening to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
This is Misty.
This is Ryan.
And this is Fur.
Hi, it's Gina. How are you?
Great.
Hey.
So, Gina, you have to tell us about your backstory because Ryan doesn't believe that you were at a family reunion.
Oh, I had this nice hot daddy like put me in a position that I'm not used to.
That's what I thought. I think that's what Ryan
said. Yeah, that's when you said family reunion, I was like, oh,
family.
Oh, okay.
Kind of, in a way, you know. No, but it actually sounds better than what really happened, though.
Yeah, you like picked up like a rib or something and you broke your back.
No, I was trying to be butch and help move tables and it just didn't happen.
Well, first of all, that's the problem. You were trying to be butch.
I know. You know that scary. Happened. Oh my gosh.
So how was your weekend?
Other than that, it was okay. But
okay.
The back injury just sucks.
Well, maybe you need to get a massage with a happy ending.
Oh, that would be nice. Anybody out there, you know, offering?
Like,
listeners?
If you want to send Gina a gift certificate to a massage therapist, you can send it to our post office box.
Locally, please.
Preferably one to come to your house naked and
all. Oh, hell yeah. Most definitely.
Okay. So we have Ryan and we have Fur here, who has never been on the show before, and she's kind of quiet, so you may not be able to hear her. And we have Misty, the laughter girl. But we really don't know what to talk about. I mean, there's five of us. I think we should be able to, yeah, five. I had to count there for a second.
But
there has to be something to talk about.
We can always ponder the question, will Misty fart again?
Did you hear that, Per? Did you listen to the episode?
I listened to it, but I don't think I heard the fart.
Oh, yeah. You'll hear the fart. You gotta listen to it. It's like Napoleon Dynamite. You watch it the first time, you're like, The second time, you're like, that's the fart.
That's what I thought the second time I watched Napoleon Dynamite. I was like, that's the fart right there.
Well, you probably said that's the shit, but...
Has anybody else seen the new X-Men?
Yes,
yeah,
I did. Yes.
Awesome movie.
Word.
Wolverine.
He's kind of old looking.
But he's still fine. And Mr. Tin Man.
I like the guy that turns into steel.
Yes, Mr. Tin Man.
Mm. Oh, is that his name?
Colossus.
I like to recycle him.
Sorry, let us whip out our dork comic strips. Yeah.
Hold on, let me check the dictionary.
What were you going to say, Misty?
The dork.
You gotta talk about.
Oh, I was just wondering, you said that you have people listening in Canada?
Yeah.
Canada, yay.
Yes, you're
all across North
international fart.
Nice.
He actually has his own podcast now.
Uh-oh.
He started his own podcast.
IHOP, International House of Farts.
You can get them French, American, or Spanish.
And over easy, don't forget over
easy.
I can't wait till we hit Britain.
Britain?
Yes, I want somebody from Britain to listen to us.
I want someone from, like, Kenya to be listening.
Do they have internet service there?
No.
Well, how the hell are they going to listen to this if they don't have internet service?
They're going to email us.
Somebody going to mail them the MP3?
What are they going to play it in? A coconut?
I know, right?
Guess to all your Kenya listeners.
We love everyone from our motherland.
Yeah.
Except people from West Virginia.
Sorry. Yeah.
No love there. Sorry. If you're from West Virginia and you're not listening, oh well, I don't fucking care.
Fuck West Virginia.
Now,
but
now,
not literally.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Well, some of them are good country. Well, for you,
no.
Country girls. But, well, I guess for me, that could be country girls, too. I'm a big old girl.
And like a big old sweaty West Virginian.
We were talking about the episode where you almost made me fall out of my chair when you told me you were married.
Yes, yeah. China's little secret.
Little?
Yeah, I don't consider that little. Sorry. Little is like, I secretly drink, like,
a cup
Pepsi
of semen.
One. No, like,
that's the one.
Yeah, in my spare time, I drink it. It's a secret I don't tell anybody.
It's good for facials.
Pepsi One?
Oh, no, I thought you were talking about semen.
Oh.
Didn't somebody say semen?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Okay. No, we don't know what you're talking about.
He doesn't
about.
Understand
I heard semen.
Anything but semen. He doesn't know what Pepsi One is.
You mean Pepsi One, you mean semen?
Yeah, semen.
Right.
It's about as good for you.
That's why it tastes funny. It's got semen in it.
So you think semen tastes funny?
Yes.
Really?
Like funny like a clown?
Funny as in ew. Yeah. Fit.
Let's take a poll and see who thinks semen tastes good. Fur?
No.
Ryan?
Hell yeah!
Because he's accidentally shot himself in the face before. He gave his own facial, I can tell.
Wow. Did it get rid of the wrinkles?
I don't know, I guess so.
They say it's supposed
he's
to.
He's really 46.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like Wolverine. You can't tell how old I am
right.
Because my jizz has healing power.
And what was up with them taking Mystique's power away? That was just not right.
Oh, she gets it back. She'll get it back.
Oh, spoiler.
I am sorry, but Mystique is hot.
Oh, hey, we're not supposed
spoiler.
To talk about that.
What?
We can't talk about it. Other people probably have not heard it yet.
Yeah, it's a spoiler.
Fuck them.
We should say episode
11. I paid to see the fucking movie. I can talk about it.
Disconnecting.
Whatever.
Tangent there.
No.
Misty, you don't like it?
No.
I think it's an acquired taste.
Does that mean yes?
Yeah.
No, because like this past weekend, I met up with this guy, and he said, I sucked a guy's dick one time, and it tastes like banana pudding.
Ew.
I was like, nice.
If there's supposedly that
banana pudding with
like a really good diet of like certain foods, you can make it taste better.
But
like all the foods are really fucking nasty.
Right.
And who the fuck cares? Because I'm not eating my own semen.
Hell no.
It's supposed to be your girlfriend.
She knows I ain't gonna eat none of that nasty shit.
I'm not eating it either.
Hell no. Yeah.
Okay,
how about at lunch or dinner, that guy walking up on our strange conversations that we were having?
Yeah, Ryan goes, Ricky was probably getting butt raped in the face.
Yeah, and he walks up as I say, butt raped.
Oh, yeah, did I just say butt raped?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Butt raped's good.
And then earlier, before that, he walked up.
Butt raped semen.
Because it's Tuesday night, and at Tuesday night on Applebee's, they always do karaoke. And I was like, talking about how I hate people who sing good who do karaoke, because they have no business in karaoke. And if you can sing good and you do karaoke, you're an asshole. And that's what I said. And he walked up and he's like, I just heard the last part of that.
No, you got to say it in your Mexican voice.
I can't do that accent that he had. That was crazy.
It was weird. Yeah. It was like Mexican, but
it was like
cartoonish.
He was like Colombian or something. He was like,
no.
How would you like that? It was, oh my God, you know who it was like? Remember Beverly Hills, like Serge? Like, kind of like that. But, like, more like you can't
really tell.
Beverly Hills Cop.
Character?
Yeah.
Beverly Hills Cop
1 and 3.
I don't remember
that movie.
He was
Sarge. He's like, is this a home personal protection? Because remember, he was
I
like.
I remember that.
It was the guy who was
that.
On, what the hell was that show he was
Perfect
on?
Perfect Strangers.
With Balky.
He
was
Balky.
Oh, okay, yeah, I know who that is.
And he was Sarge. And
oh
my God,
okay.
I can't believe you don't remember that. It's I just saw a movie the other day.
So, what else are we going to talk about?
Yo mama.
I had a 4-day... She's dead. It's not funny. No, she's not.
Yeah,
I shouldn't
why
joke.
I laugh.
That's not funny. I had a 4-day weekend in Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. Four.
No, four.
No, I said whore as with a W.
And guess who I stayed with?
Oh, I can only imagine.
That's not funny.
Mr. Porn Director.
Yep, that's who I stayed with. But I didn't do porn.
You don't think you did.
No, I know I did. Oh, Friday? It could have been a chance that I did.
See, there you go.
But I don't think so.
Come out stern.
No, I don't think so.
Ricky Rambo.
Oh, you know what name he gave me? This is my porn name. And I think he wanted to tell it, but I'm going to tell it. Licky Ricky Rectum. I love it. I think it's great. I mean, I would never call myself that. Just the fact
like
that you said Licky Rectum. Huh?
Sounds like a disease.
Fuck you, Gina.
No.
This is hard, guys. Party,
what
do you
have
to talk
about? You said this weekend, too.
Oh, shut up. Don't talk about my weekend anymore.
Or?
Whatever. You don't know. Don't judge me. Don't judge me on my ability to attract all the cute Latino men to me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, James took me out to Bill's filling station.
Mm-hmm. I bet you got full service, didn't you? I take it from that silence as a yes.
No, I did not. I don't do that in public places.
Oh, whatever.
Mm-hmm. But I was talking to a married man. Mm. Yeah. He works for the Discovery Channel.
Cool,
really?
Both of them
what
do.
What does he do?
One of them's an advertiser, and the other one's some kind of VP.
Ooh.
But the VP was in Washington, D.C. Why his boyfriend was at Bill's filling station.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, but I didn't do anything because that's not right.
Okay.
Are you
no,
just trying
I'm
to
serious.
Protect somebody
yeah.
from the radio? Do we need to put this on mute? Do we need to have a pause?
No, I didn't do anything. He tried to get me to. I was like, no, that's not right. But then I could have been on the Discovery Channel.
Yeah. Maybe that's
commercial.
What it was all about.
Maybe
like,
it was. He was doing a
like
research.
Just a gay man research on the Discovery. See
what if they have
the
gay Discovery?
See the gay man in his natural habitat.
As he takes off his shirt and has seven Latino men rub him down.
Look as they drink mixed drinks.
Cosmos.
Gay.
Give me my, what was the clear beer, what was that really gay shit?
Zima.
Yeah. Give me my Zima with the strawberry, strawberry candy in it. Jolly Ranchers.
Or this guy in the blue
the
bottle?
Sky vodka beer drink.
No, there was like a Sky that was like all the rest of them, like Smirnoff and all those,
uh-huh.
like the Smirnoff Ice and stuff
right.
like that. They came out with one. It was called Sky Blue or something like that.
Gross.
Yeah.
It wasn't that bad.
What for?
It's gross.
One more time. Loud.
Gross.
Okay. We're just making sure we got that. Did you hear that, Gina?
Yes. I don't know what she said, but I heard it. I heard it.
Hold on. Let's try it one
more
time.
I think she said brown.
I said it's gross.
Gross? Okay.
Yay!
And now
that
if we had...
did not sound like a clap to me.
If we had new brandy, it would be really good.
You know what that sounds like over here?
What?
It sounds like you're like masturbating into the microphone.
Was it that loud?
Yeah. It sounded juicy.
It was.
Like you've been working on it for a while.
That thing's looking kind of angry.
Well, you know what happens when it takes a while. You get just frustrated. And it's like, come on, any time now.
And it starts turning purple.
I know, right? It's like it's dying or something.
Ryan's laughing because he knows what we're talking about.
Yeah, Misty and Fur will never know.
Like, poor girls, they never get the thrill of jacking off.
No,
actually, that sucks.
Yeah, but you guys get like the...
I know. They don't have to worry about the erections.
Your orgasm lasts a while.
Yeah,
ours lasts like, what, 2 seconds?
0.02.
Okay.
Just like whenever you were in school, y'all didn't have to worry about erections.
Gay men,
you know.
Too. Do you know that?
Oh, just sleep.
Gay men have sex, and they come, and they just fall asleep.
Nope.
They don't even talk to each other.
That'd be nice.
You don't have one of them going, oh, honey, oh. No, it's just right to sleep.
Yep, it's like, pretty much.
Yeah. Not that I know anything about that, because I've been single since November.
None of this. Why won't you hold me?
Spoon.
Night.
Spoon me.
Yeah, really. You think I'm beautiful now? Not really. You got cum on your corner of your mouth.
That's great.
Off,
go brush your
before.
Fucking teeth, you whore.
I know, right? Ew, cum breath.
She has Beecher voice.
Do you love me?
Don't forget about the hair in between your teeth, too.
Ew. Ugh. I don't think Fur is liking this. She's not laughing.
Aww. Sorry.
You know what? Anonymous needs to talk to her.
I know, because we're so boring. God, I just want to cut my wrist.
Oh, by the way, speaking of Anonymous, I hope he keeps listening to like see how boring we are. If he downloads every episode, hell yeah, I hope he thinks we're boring as hell. As long as he's downloading every episode.
Right. And he's telling all his friends about how stupid
they're like,
we are.
You gotta listen to them. They're fucking boring.
I think we ought to do an episode where we paint and listen to it dry. You don't talk about boring.
Right.
Listen to paint dry.
No, that was my attempt to try to get Fur to talk, but that didn't work.
That don't happen.
We have another mute
well,
friend.
She's a virgin. She has to be broken.
We have...
Okay.
Well, I don't know. Crickets?
All right. Jeez. Talking about break in and everybody goes silent. Oh, no, you're not breaking me in. I'm a Dana virgin.
We'll have mute Brandy and mute Fur.
Yeah, on an episode just by themselves.
Yeah, we'll call it Mutes Going Wild.
Just be crickets for half an hour.
That's all you get for half an hour. And we'll just shoot video of them. It'll be our first video podcast.
Yeah. The first video podcast. And they're just like...
sitting there looking back and forth like...
What the fuck are we supposed to do?
I didn't say nothing. Damn.
You go first. No, you go first. No, you go first.
Oh, you guys haven't seen the video that Kevin sent me that that Daryl should sing to? Is this still in our email?
It should be. Talk about the BK thing.
Yeah, I want to show that to him after we're done because you're going to laugh your ass off.
That's pretty
cool. Okay.
I've heard that song before.
I've seen it a long time ago, but
yeah.
I think it's great. We have to come up with something like that. What else should we talk about? What do you want to talk about? China.
Let's see.
Do you have any tricks over?
No.
No?
No. It's kind of hard to do right now with a broke back mountain.
The couple? Did y'all have any tricks over?
Not that I know of.
Wow, can't remember.
Wow.
Somebody did a porn this weekend, maybe.
Hey.
Probably, hell.
Hey, Ryan would be perfect for that kind of porn, wouldn't he?
What's that, bear porn?
Yeah, he could be a,
I don't know if he's furry, I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know if he's furry?
I've never seen him with a shirt off.
Look at his face!
I'm not hairy. Like, my torso is not hairy at all.
Look, I'm not hairy at all.
He has the artificial face hair thing.
I got hairy legs.
Oh, well, that's all they'll shoot anyway.
Whoa! That's why I don't wear shorts. Have you ever seen any shorts? No, and you never will.
That looks like a national forest.
Jesus Christ.
You have slippers on? Is that what you wore?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm wearing slippers.
You have grandpa slippers on?
They're not grandpa slippers.
He's not wearing socks, is he?
Yes, he's wearing socks.
Ew, socks with slippers?
That is like...
Okay.
Totally like the girls at work. Coming in with their slippers.
You mean Sequoia?
I'm like an old man.
Sequoia.
Look. This is how you get the chicks. Like, everybody's like, oh, you could be a father figure to them. Hell no. No, you'd be a grandpa figure to them. Give them pennies all the time and, like, tell them stories.
Here's your
$2 bill they made in 19.
Actually,
I have a $2 bill.
I know. I saw it the day I left. My grandpa gave me a bunch of them, too.
Mm-hmm.
Before he died.
You girls want to come over? Come on over to Grandpa Tabby's house.
Yeah.
We'll have a good old time.
Oh, guess what I saw today.
What did you see?
On a stock certificate.
Oh, wait. No, what did
China, you see? I think your brother or your long lost brother owns stock in Publix because I saw a name today of Enos Smith.
Oh, really? Oh. Speaking of that inbred.
I don't know. He's a rich biatch, though.
Is he? Well, hopefully it's my brother, then.
Your long-lost brother?
The information.
Your long-lost brother that you sucked off in a bar one day, but you didn't know it?
No, not him. The different one.
Oh.
It's the one I didn't know about.
Wait a second. Wait.
Whoa.
Is there more than one?
No, there's only one that I know of. I don't know who he's talking about.
That might be your brother.
The intricate China story.
Well, you know they're all family.
China watch. Oh, piece together the mystery. That is China.
China log.
That's hot.
That's hot.
That's hot.
Yeah.
From work loves that.
Yeah,
she loves
she
me
does.
To do it. She's like, do it again. Do it again. Do it again.
I've had to do it for a while.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How about today? She said Angela came up to her. She goes, I'll try to joke as much as Ricky did. And she's looked at her like, uh-huh. You don't even look like Ricky. I was like, ooh, if Brian was here, that would be a diss.
Yes.
And she goes, I ain't cutting my hair. It's pretty damn short. So.
Yeah, it's close. Damn.
We can't talk about what I did on Friday because I think I may be sued.
Yes, I heard the rumor.
Needless to say,
you heard that too?
Something that happened that could possibly get Ricky sued.
Right. Well, most people know about it already.
Yeah, most of them. It was in the ledger.
What'd you say, China?
I think he could be put in jail and butt raped.
That's awful.
But you'd get used to it.
I like how there's just a deal with it philosophy.
Oh, well. It'd be mine, like, I get stuck in there with, like, 45-year-old bull dykes with, like, overflowing clitorises or something.
Yeah.
Is that how you say
that
word?
They don't put the... I guess it'd be clitori.
Like,
multiple cactuses is cacti, multiple penises is peni.
Multiple dice, die. No, that's only one.
Yeah.
Speaking of big... did y'all hear about China?
China's
clitoris? Miss Big Clit China.
It's like this big.
It's huge.
I thought you meant the country.
No.
I was like, damn.
The wrestler.
Oh my God.
It's huge.
That's bigger than my nose.
I'll show you guys online later.
She was in Playboy.
It's bigger. Oh, she did a porn too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I want to get that and watch that, see how big her clit is.
It's huge. On the pictures, it's like, if she didn't have boobs, I'd almost suck it.
Not like
that's
them,
pretty big.
Not like them titties are real or anything.
But do you notice how comfortably it fits within her folds? You'll see once you see the picture. It's just—it's got a little nice little cavity of its own, like its own little glove compartment.
Like it's a turtle.
Yes, it hides and then it springs out when it's excited. Here I am.
I don't know if you
want to
talk about
that. Yeah, of course we can. Just don't. Her name, it's Miss Urethra.
Okay. Gina, you were out last week, but the funniest thing happened while we were at work. Me, Ricky, and Charisse were walking down the hall, just talking to one another, and Miss Urethra walked by while we were talking about roast beef.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what we mean when we're saying roast beef, right?
Oh, yes, the curtains.
Yeah. Well, Rita didn't realize.
Oh.
Hold on, let's take this. Hold on. Recording.
Yeah, it's not.
Oh, there it goes.
Oh.
Okay, since this show, since GarageBand is a piece of shit, and keeps.
Yeah.
I know.
That's like anti-plug. That's like pulling the plug right out of the damn wall.
I'm going to start. We're going to have to find something different.
We're going to have a section on the show called This Week in Products We Hate.
Right.
Yeah, everything.
Okay, so.
It'll be like our own consumer report.
Ryan, I'm trying to end the show.
I'm sorry.
Thank you, Fern. Share your quietness. Okay, so we're going to end the show. Sorry it's a short show, and you may hear a part of a story that we didn't get to finish, but that's why you got to tune in for the next one.
Continued on episode 12.
So remember to go to our website, foulmonkeys.com. Also remember to email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com for comments and all that great crap. And remember to go to iTunes and subscribe to our podcast and leave comments there. Don't leave them anonymous because we don't like that. We'll make fun of you.
Hell yeah.
We'll do it anyway, even if they don't put it anonymous.
True.
Yeah, I think so. Is there anything else you want to add? Crickets. Gina.
Yes.
Is there anything else you want to add?
I think that's it.
All right, well, this is the crappiest show I think we've ever had.
Aww.
So I think we deserve bad comments.
Yes. Bring them on!
We need us to all be in the same room so we can actually psychic.
But can you imagine all of us around one mic? That's going to be hard. That's like hard and stuff.
That's hard.
Don't get Gina started on the word hard.
Yeah.
All good.
A bunch of damn cubicle headsets.
Yeah, we need that, and we need mixer. We need a mixer so we can plug all of our headsets and microphones.
If anybody who makes mixers out there wants to, like, give us one.
Right.
And then we'll plug the hell out of you.
Oh, yeah, every single episode.
Yeah, at least the next, like, 10 or so.
Ooh.
Bitchin' ass mixer provided by Your Name Here.
Oh, James, American Bad Bear, the guy that does the porn, is going to do an intro for us. A new intro.
Ooh.
I try to do a new intro, and then I let someone hear it, and they're like, I really like your original one. I was like, thanks.
Yes.
No, that was the Canadian guy. What does he know? He's Canadian. No, I'm just kidding. We're all.
This is on his show.
I know. He's going to talk about us.
Oh, well. Bad publicity.
His first show was an hour and 20 minutes, and he cut it down to 40.
Was it just him by himself?
No, him and his friend, Kate. It's called the Mad Hatter Show. I know.
They have wild tea
parties. Oh, actually, he's coming to Orlando because, you know, it's Gay Pride next week. So he's going to be Orlando. I was thinking about driving up there and doing a podcast with him.
June.
Yeah.
First weekend.
So look out for all the people wearing red at Disney World.
I even want to go to Disney World because I realized the other day, I've been to Epcot a lot, and I realized the other day that I've never been to all of the different countries at Epcot. And I've been to Epcot like a dozen times.
I went to this place, they had really good battered fish. I think it was an English place.
I only like the America part of that. I'm a damn patriot. How about I went to Epcot and had to ask the guy, where's America located? And he's like, I'm sorry, sir, you're in America. And I'm like, yeah, right. I want some fried food, so where's America? Where's Epcot America?
And everybody that works for those different countries are actually from that country?
Yeah, they're on one-year visas to work there.
No.
I wonder if they're only getting paid like $2 an hour.
Probably.
they probably
paid the minimum wage of the country they come from, so it's like
75 cents a month.
They probably have like some kind of barracks somewhere where they all
have
live.
Have they added like any of the Middle Eastern countries yet? Like, because last time I was there, they never had any.
No, Morocco's in Busch Gardens.
Well, I thought that they had like something like that.
They have like a
They have some kind of Tibetan or Indian or. Look, I just saw a special the other day on TV, and there was something that was.
They got like
from that region.
And you know it's not like really what that reason's like. It's like, you know, they're all singing little happy songs.
Right.
Like, oh, we don't like cows and shit.
It's not cows, it's pigs. I thought they didn't like pigs.
No, they like cows.
They like cows. Oh, yeah. Okay.
We don't eat cows, you know.
They're sacred.
They don't eat pigs either. They don't eat pork.
There's a bunch of different religions in the Middle East.
So I think it's different.
Yeah, it's there's a whole mess.
All they need is some bacon. We better not go into there because we might offend some people big time. All right, so we were supposed to end the show like 5 minutes ago, but that never happens. No. So thanks for listening, everyone. This is Ricky.
This is Misty.
This is Ryan.
This is Fur.
Jana.
Good night.
Bye.